You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Over the past few months, WBHM has joined AL.com and the Center for Investigative Reporting as part of the Alabama Media Group's Investigative Journalism Lab. Together, we're taking a closer look at Alabama's prison problems. Prisons in Alabama have been overcrowded for years. The system's also currently under investigation from the Department of Justice after the department released a detailed report on cases of rape and sexual abuse at the Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women. Over the course of this project, we've heard a lot about what's going on inside the prisons, but today we're joined by AL.com data reporter Alex Walsh to talk about another aspect of the situation, the money. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks so much for having me.
We spend quite a bit of money on prisons in Alabama, and you've been reporting on this for AL.com. Now, what have you found in the course of your reporting?
Right, and this may not sound like an expensive thing on its face, but actually, if you look at the general fund in Alabama, $373 million come out of that fund to pay for the Department of Corrections. That includes prisons, that includes corrections officers. $373 million in 2012.
And put that into perspective for us. So what is that in relation to the rest of the general fund budget?
Right. Great question. 25%. So about one in every $4 spent out of the general fund in 2012 went to prisons.
I'm sure that people would find that surprising.
Right. We've been talking so much about the issues inside the prisons, but from a financial perspective, with the general fund always tight for cash, this is a huge part of that fund, and it's growing as well.
Is it growing in proportion to the rest of the expenses in the general fund budget?
So what I looked at was spending on Department of Corrections versus all other spending, and I found that the rate of growth for correction spending was about twice that of everything else. So not only is it growing, it's growing more quickly.
Why are they growing? Do we just have more prisoners in the prison system now?
It's interesting. No, we don't have more prisoners, at least being incarcerated. The number of people in Alabama prisons has been about 20,000, maybe a little bit higher than that, for about a decade now.
All right. So what exactly do we spend this money on when we're talking about corrections spending in Alabama?
So it's employees is the number one item. It costs money to keep people in the prisons serving as correctional officers. For folks who have been there for some time, you want to retain that talent. You want to keep guards that can work with these prisoners. And that's been a challenge. Many of the prisons are understaffed to date. Specifically, the maximum security prisons are something between 60 and 80% of authorized staff levels. So even though salaries are taking up a large portion of spending, there's even more room to hire people to keep prisons functioning better. The second item beyond salaries is probably benefits for those employees. Healthcare and all of the benefits that come with working for the state cost money, so that adds to the budget as well. And thirdly, you want to talk about providing healthcare to prisoners. These folks will not stay healthy 100% of the time while incarcerated, and there is an obligation for the state to take care of these people. So salaries, benefits, and medical care for prisoners, those are hard items to cut. You can't really go in with the budget and line by line reduce spending on these items, but they add up, and that's about 80% of the spending.
So what happens next? It doesn't look like spending's slowing down. We're in a difficult position with the Department of Justice. The legislature has to make some decisions. What do you see happening?
The answer is not nothing is probably the safest thing to say. Somebody has to do something. Those 20,000 people are placed in prisons with about half that capacity amount. Our prisons are overcrowded. We've talked about this a lot in the course of our reporting on this issue. And Governor Bentley has said that he plans on building additional prisons were he to win another term. We have to pay for this, and we have to meet federal standards or else the federal government will come in and tell us how to meet those standards. States like California have seen this happen where there's been intervention from the federal government, and that is being talked about here as well. Senator Cam Ward is really leading that conversation in terms of what happens if the feds show up. So this is a growing cost issue. It will continue to grow, and so we need an answer one way or another. But I guess if I were to say one more thing, we should give some credit to corrections officers and the employees of the prison system who are keeping things in line, for lack of a better phrase, in these facilities. They make very low salaries. They face incredibly difficult conditions. If you can imagine working in an overcrowded prison with limited air conditioning in the hot, hot summer with folks who obviously don't want to be there. I mean, can you think of a harder job, really? Just think about money and officers and that costs money, too.
Well, Alex, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much.
You can see more of Alex Walsh's reporting on the Alabama prison budget at AL.com. find links on our website, wbhm.org.